Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Israeli military is announcing two officials who were in command during the airstrike that killed seven World Central Kitchen workers this week have been fired. This, as the White House and President Biden are now pressuring Israel to take concrete steps toward protecting civilian lives amidst the wider war in Gaza. Tal Heinrich, spokesperson for Israel's prime minister.
We all agree that there has to be minimal civilian suffering, minimal civilian casualties in Gaza, and we're working taking unprecedented steps to reach these goals.
During a phone call Thursday, President Biden reportedly spent 30 minutes with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu explaining that if Israel did not announce steps to address the suffering of civilians, U.S. policy would change. Biden set to travel to Baltimore Friday to visit with local and state officials in the wake of the Key Bridge collapse. Area resident Cecilia Johnson says Biden's visit shows the importance of the Port of Baltimore.
Your everyday living of everything you buy and use comes out of this port.
The White House said Biden's also planning to meet with the families of six bridge construction workers killed in the disaster. A federal judge denying Donald Trump's request to dismiss his classified documents case. The former president claimed that it should be tossed because his possession of classified records was protected by the Presidential Records Act. The judge in her decision wrote the charges Trump was seeking to have dismissed do not rely on that statute. Check your brackets. The NCAA semifinals are Saturday in Arizona. USA's Laura Winters with the update.
Lots of folks will be betting on and tuned into the Final Four. First, the game between Purdue and NC State, and then number one UConn and number four Alabama play in Glendale, Arizona Saturday. Monday night is the national championship game.
This is USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
10 to 15 years, that's what prosecutors in Michigan want the convicted parents of school shooter Ethan Crumley to serve in prison. The teen shot up Oxford High School in 2021, killing four of his classmates. Parents James and Jennifer Crumley were each found guilty of involuntary manslaughter after they turned a blind eye to their son's mental health problems and left a gun used in the crime unsecured. On Wednesday, prosecutors said they'll ask a judge to sentence them both to 10 to 15 years in prison. Layoffs on the horizon for Amazon. Corey Myers has those details.
Amazon says it's cutting hundreds of jobs in its cloud computing unit, AWS, as part of what they call a strategic shift. The tech team that oversees the actual physical Amazon stores will lose a few hundred people, plus several hundred roles in the AWS sales, marketing, and global service organization.
The only thing that can ruin the eclipse on April 8th, clouds. And some are expected to show up. Texas and Ohio might not be the best spots thanks to the weather forecast calling for significant cloud cover in those states. Forecasters are optimistic about the northern part of the path of totality, with clear skies most likely in northern New England and upstate New York and in Arkansas and Missouri. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Liz Peek coming up in just a moment. Our election countdown clock. Here we are, 213 days away from a day of reckoning for America, and we'll see. Meanwhile, U.S. adds 303,000 jobs last month, or actually in March, again, beating expectations. They were expecting somewhere around 200,000, so 303,000. Of course, Liz knows exactly what that means, and, you know, does it pass the so what test? Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, is with us now. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm happy to join you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So this jobs report, what do we make of it?
Well, once again, a big number was the jobs added by the government, which, of course, we all sort of have begun to anticipate. But over 70,000 jobs came from government hires. And, you know, that is not where we want people to go to work.
Right.
The biggest additions were health care, government, and construction. And guess what? A lot of that is being funded by Uncle Sam and by you and me and all your listeners. And I think it was Bloomberg or Axios this morning actually put out a pretty honest commentary for once about the fact that the Biden administration is just using this enormous slush fund cobbled together at the whim of the White House from the American Rescue Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS Act. They have hundreds of billions of dollars that they are ready and willing to kind of spew across the states where they need votes, and that's what they're doing. If you follow Kamala Harris every day, she's at a new swing state, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, whatever, doling out projects and announcing projects that are basically being funded by taxpayers. But, of course, the Biden administration is taking total credit for that. Now, Bill, this is not unprecedented. That's what presidents, that's what the power of incumbency really means.
Exactly.
But there has never been, so much money thrown into the White House coffers. And when I say slush fund from the Inflation Reduction Act, which, as we all know, is basically a climate act, they had $384 billion. Which basically was unassigned and went initially to John Podesta, a longtime Clinton-Obama apparatchik who's now on the campaign team. But basically it was his to give out. Well, where do you think he gave that money? I mean,
exactly.
This is, you know, the ABCs of, if you will, rigging an election. I don't mean there's anything illegal about it, but it sure does help the president pretend that he's doing something constructive for the country.
Exactly. Well, this has been the ploy all along. And as you say, this is a thing about politics. You just follow the money, whether we're talking, right. You know, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which they were talking about, you know, putting some of the oil back until they started. I don't know who's watching the, you know, the cost of oil over there. But then they realize, they go, oh, wait a minute, the cost of oil is too much. We can't afford to do it. But they could definitely afford to empty it out because, you know, to your exact point, the reason it was emptied out was because Biden needed votes.
Yeah. The oil situation is very interesting because oil's now up about 20% from the beginning of the year, and that is a big problem for Joe mm-hmm. Biden. I wrote a piece yesterday at The Hill talking about how this could be Saudi Arabia's big revenge on Joe Biden. And I'm not really talking about the Saudis, the long-term alliance that we've had with the Saudis since 1945. I'm talking about Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, who's running the country and, by the way, is running OPEC, which just agreed at their latest ministerial meeting 3 days ago to maintain the production cuts, which have driven prices higher. Why would he do that? Because, you know, Joe Biden,
he doesn't want to help the campaign. I mean, that's the bottom line, right?
That's exactly right. He does not like Joe Biden, and it's perfectly understandable. Joe Biden went out of his way in his first month in office to insult MBS, to tell the country that he wouldn't talk to the person who's running the country, but only would talk to his father, cut off shipments of various kinds of weapons, and by the way, took the Houthis off the terror list, even though the Houthis at the time were bombing Saudi Arabian oil installations and basically declaring war on them. So MBS can't stand this guy. Remember when gasoline prices spiked in June of 2022? And Biden responded by draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and he hustled over to Saudi Arabia to try and make nice with MBS, and it didn't work. MBS said, no thanks, we're not increasing production to bail you out. I think he's looking, he meaning MBS, is looking at the November election saying, you know what, I can play a role here.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, and the other thing, too, he's teasing and threatening the petrodollar, U.S. petrodollar, right?
Yeah, yes, this is true. He has, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen overnight, but he has sort of implied that they would not be uncomfortable with other currencies being used as a basket to price oil. It's just too complicated to make that change anytime soon. But look, Biden, just about everything he has done domestically, I disapprove of. You disapprove of.
Yes.
All of your listeners disapprove of. But I got to tell you, every now and then you got to look at the international sphere and just say, oh my God, what has this guy done?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, and this is the thing, is that, and you and I pose this question almost every time we talk, is that, tell me one good thing. I mean, you've got 35, 40% of the country saying they want him reelected, and you go, based on what? Yeah, exactly. And then Kamala Harris says, hey, I'm fit for duty. I'm ready to take over. But, you know, the thing was interesting, and this kind of blurted out. I blurted this out, and it was like one of those things where sometimes you say things and you say, I thought I was just thinking it. I didn't really realize I spoke it out loud. So I have to own this thing now. And that was that, you know, because there's a lot of conversation about Michelle Obama coming on stage in August at the convention, right? And I'm saying, hey, how about this? How about if she replaced Kamala Harris as the vice president ticket? A lot of things cannot happen. But I'm just throwing out there. I mean, with all the crazy stuff going out there, why not? I mean, I've got an attorney in California. He's put $100,000 on the line. He says there's no way that Michelle Obama would be a candidate, you know, for the presidency. And I'm saying, you know, down the stuff I'm hearing, you know, there is that possibility, especially as desperate as the Democrats are right now. I mean, what still amazes me, though, Liz, is even with a less than optimum candidate in Joe Biden, they're raising a ton of flipping money.
Oh, they are. There's no question about it. And they're raising money, I think, partly because he is such a terrible candidate, because they know the only way they can possibly win, by the way, is flooding the airwaves with misinformation.
Exactly.
I mean, even Axios, or, excuse me, Bloomberg this morning talked about how this 800,000 manufacturing jobs that Joe keeps talking about creating, it's completely not true. I've written right. that 18 times, but they lie. And they, yes. and they have a lot of money to propel those lies out there.
Well, that's what liars do, don't they? They lie?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, exactly. You want to yeah. know what they're going to do? Look what they've done. It's easy. And he has a track record, 50 years plus, to look back on. Liz Pink is with us. Our conversation will continue on the other side. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In national health news, Waltham, Massachusetts-based Invivid has received emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for its investigational monoclonal antibody for pre-exposure prophylaxis or prevention of COVID-19 in adults and adolescents who have moderate to severe immune compromise and are unlikely to mount an adequate response to COVID-19 vaccination. Invivid's chief executive officer, David Herring, commented.
As we've seen lately, SARS-CoV-2 continues to spread and cause unacceptably high levels of illness, hospitalizations, and death. The threat from COVID is not over, especially for vulnerable populations such as the immunocompromised.
Studies have shown that moderately to severely immunocompromised people, such as organ transplant recipients and people with certain blood cancers, among others, may not have a strong immune response to vaccines. Monoclonal antibodies work differently than vaccines to provide protection against viral threats. This new investigational therapy has been authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency use only. It is not FDA approved for any use, and there is limited information about the safety and effectiveness of using this investigational therapy for prevention of COVID-19. It is not authorized for treatment and is not a substitute for vaccination in individuals for whom COVID-19 vaccination is recommended. For the Food and Drug Administration's letter of authorization and product fact sheets, visit this website, invivid.com. Once again, that's INVIVYD.com. The content in this report was provided by Invivid, Inc.
Forecast. broadcast for America has long been threatened because of what Rush Limbaugh, our old friend, would call the low information voter. I mean, we have arrived at this spot, Liz, because of the low information voter. And that is an anathema to a Democratic Republic. A Democratic Republic that Joe Biden wants to refer to as a democracy. And the Democrats are real good at using words and redefining them on the run. You know, the low information voter just goes along with the narrative, and they spout and echo back, you know, the lies, the misrepresentation. You mentioned earlier, here it is, Biden early on in his presidency talked about the Ministry of Misinformation. I mean, got straight out of...
That is truly Orwellian, and they had to back off of that. But I'm not so sure they really have backed off of that. They're still kind of browbeating news organizations and social media groups, I'm assuming, to take down things that don't really jive with the Biden message. And by the way, to your point, the Biden message is often simply not true. And I'm happy to say, even the New York Times found itself having to fact-check something that Biden said, and the response to it, oh, my God, liberals went completely nuts that the New York Times would dare to fact-check Joe Biden. Why? Because they think Donald Trump lies worse. It isn't that they were upset that Joe Biden said, for example, recently, one of the big talking points Joe Biden always talks about, particularly when he's visiting a swing state like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, or I should just say Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota's not. He talks about having created 800,000 manufacturing jobs. And it isn't true. I mean, I've written it eight times that if you go back to 2019 before COVID, basically the number of manufacturing jobs is unchanged. In fact, it was down last month, and this month, no change at all. And in fact, in the swing states, it's actually lower than it was when Joe Biden, or I should say the beginning of Joe Biden's presidency. So, you know, something like that, where he just repeats it often enough, people think, wow, that's amazing, 800,000
jobs. It must be true, because nobody's challenging him. Yeah, not getting equal pushback.
I know.
That's the deal. And then, of course, and then you have the closer, Jill Biden. When Jill Biden goes, oh, it's fact, you know, it's like, oh, my God, it's like she's the bastion of authority in all this, right?
Yeah, she just, well, yes. I mean, I honestly think this whole thing is just kind of pitiful. How she can still be pushing her husband forward in a role that he is truly not capable of fulfilling. This thing the other day, and it was sort of a mean thing, but where he shows up an hour late for a Rose Garden ceremony kind of supposedly a big campaign thing where he's talking about lowering health care costs. He shows up an hour late, and he's got these strap marks on
the
his
CPAC
face to indicate that machine. He just got out of bed. What is that? I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
This is so bad for our country. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you just think there'd be one Democrat out there willing to say, you know what, this is wrong. What we're doing is wrong. I don't mean someone just out to get Joe Biden, but just someone who's sort of willing to admit that Donald Trump should not be put in prison because he is a political opponent.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
yeah.
Is anyone sort of taking the big picture in here? It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, this, unfortunately, is the problem with some things that are political and some things even in our daily life, because, you know, there's not an immediate recompense for stupidity. Sometimes it happens down the road. And unfortunately, you know, it could be an investigation that, you know, you have a political candidate throws out into the body politic, causing the American people millions of dollars. And then you find out years later that it was all, I mean, seriously, it wasn't even a misinterpretation. It was just a political
fantasy.
Opposition. And and we got ripped off. The people got ripped off. They set a tenor to this day that has exacerbated the Trump derangement syndrome. And here it is. I mean, at what cost? What are they doing? You know?
They're seriously undermining confidence in the government, in the media. And when you begin to have a country lose confidence in your institutions, I think that's very bad. I mean, I don't know about you. I have zero confidence in the FBI anymore. And I used to revere them as a really straight-up, patriotic law enforcement group. I am sure there are patriotic FBI agents. I'm sure that they are doing their job as best they can, but there is certainly, in my view, a layer of political, bad, political malfeasance taking place at the top of the ladder. People, you know, some of the raids on political opponents and so forth, that the selective enforcement of our laws, it's extraordinary. And I live in a city where we have a lot of crime right now, and the things that are going on, and by the way, you can see it in the headlines nationally about letting illegals out of jail and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. I mean, this notion that people are being abused if they're held in prison after they've pushed someone onto a subway track. You know, Bill, if somebody you knew were assaulted like that, and the guy just got out of jail scot-free, wouldn't you just go nuts? I mean, I don't know how people are managing with that.
Well, it seems like what they're doing is exacerbating something like January 6th of a different type, but in the genre, and that is that people will take, they're going to take justice into their own hands. Because it's not reasonable to consider. And all you need, you know, like you say, the FBI, all you need is to watch an interview or, you know, some questions being asked by Congress of Christopher Wray, you know, for about 10 minutes. And if that doesn't convince you how messed up this is, and of course, next week, another one, they're going to deal with the impeachment of Mayorkas. I mean, the constant
maybe.
Obfuscation. Yeah, maybe. You're right.
I'm not at all sure that Schumer is going to actually bring that to the Senate floor. We'll see. But I don't think there's huge. I mean, I'd like to see the Republican senators kind of rally around the idea that this is a bad guy. Someone needs to pay for the fact that what's going on at our border is not conscionable. I mean, the diseases being let in, the fentanyl flood, if anything else had caused 100,000 deaths in this country, people would be marching in the street. How is it that we are not even paying attention? We really aren't paying attention to this incredible wave of killer drugs that have come in across the southern border because we are not stopping anybody from coming in across the southern border. How do you get away with that? I don't know. And someone should be held accountable, and I think it should be Mayorkas, because they're sure not going to do anything to Biden.
Well, the thing is that, see, they all, at some point, Liz, you've got to pin this on the donkey. You've got to pin it on the people that are responsible. Yeah. And it's more than Joe Biden. People keep wanting to talk about Joe Biden. It's the entire Democratic Party. I mean, look at the voting pattern. They vote lockstep to keep the border open and to keep all these shenanigans going on. The fentanyl rolling, and then we go back to one of the first things we talked about in the first segment. Just follow the money. Start seeing how all these things are attached to the wallets of these political groups, politicians, dare I say, sadly. I mean, this is the order of the day. This is what America has reduced itself, and it has because of the leadership and the people that we elect. This is why November is so critical. And I say November, I mean, that's the focus point. But, you know, the Democrats are already, they've got their operations in full swing because they know they've got an uphill battle. And they're going to be out there, and they're going to do what they did. And my good friend, the emergency room doctor, Richard Bartlett, has already said, look at, keep your eye on the bird flu pandemic. That's coming. It's here.
Well, it's a discouraging prospect. And all I can say, everyone needs to do their bit. You need to donate to local candidates. You need to get out and be a poll watcher. I think that's a very important role to play. Honestly, because they're going to throw everything they possibly can at this election. And if Trump wins, it's only because he has a landslide victory. That's the only way you're going to win this election. Because anything short of that, somehow it won't happen. I really firmly believe that. So, you know, heaven help us, right?
Without a doubt. But it is time. For all of America to exercise its civic responsibility. This silent majority has got to wake up. It's got to participate. And we got to get you out there, register to vote, and then vote to save the country. Liz Peek, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Fox News contributor.
Having me.
You got it. Thank you.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
USA News Update. Anticipation building for Monday's solar eclipse. USA's John Schaefer with more.
This will be the first total eclipse visible in the U.S. since 2017 and the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is entirely obscured by the moon, will begin crossing the U.S. around 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time and conclude approximately an hour later. During this phenomenon, the moon will completely block out the sun's light for a few minutes, accompanied by a drop in temperature. Totality will be experienced in several states, including Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, New Hampshire, and Maine.
California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. DeRoy Murdoch there, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Well, Bill, not too bad, except for the constant rain in New York. It's just raining and raining and raining. Mm. And that doesn't make me happy, man.
Well, yeah,
all rain and no play makes DeRoy a dull boy.
Well, exactly. Or, you know, hey, look at, consider the option. You could be in charge of the cleanup mess over Easter weekend that the Biden administration decided to effect for no apparent reason. I mean, for less than 1% of the country, they're going to cancel Jesus for Easter.
Yeah, that was quite a scenario. And, you know, coming up with this transgender visibility day and having it fall on Easter Sunday and put up this commemoration and all this other stuff. I didn't know the transgenders were invisible. I seemed like they were pretty visible before that proclamation, but I guess that we can see them now. So that's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, a lot of Christians obviously were very insulted about this, by this as well. They should have been. And, you know, he could have put the proclamation out last week or put a proclamation out on Monday, April 1 or whatever else, but nope, he had to put that out on holiest day on the Christian calendar. And of course that just set off a firestorm among Christians in general, I think maybe Catholics in particular, and you know,
well, yeah, because even St. Patrick's Cathedral was attacked. That was another issue. That wasn't transgender, but I mean, it all points to this, you know, targeted weaponization against people of faith, and you know, so it's all coming to a head. But it's representative, and I think people are beginning to realize that this is today's Democratic Party.
Imagine if some pro-Israel, maybe Republican demonstrators walked into a mosque on Friday evening and interrupted the service and put out a banner that said, down with Hamas, free the hostages. It would be an international story. The White House would be screaming. Biden would be jumping up and down. Karine Jean-Pierre's spectacular hair would be on fire. but so far as we know, on a Saturday night, the night between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, there was a mass that St. Patrick's Cathedral here in New York, and the pro-Palestinian people held up a banner saying, "Free Palestine," et cetera, et cetera, you know, and the war in Gaza, what have you. And they interrupted the mass, and I don't believe the White House had anything to say about that. Very quiet.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
No response.
Well,
well,
anything that attacks Christians en masse, it's not, I say en masse in total, but also in this case happened to be during a mass. It's all acceptable. I mean, because it all fits into the greater agenda of the, we keep saying the Biden administration, but really the fact of the matter is it's the Democratic Party. Because, DeRoy, when it comes to reconciling this whole mess, the entire Democratic Party is going to have to go into therapy. Because so far off count here. Go ahead.
I'm reading a book by Mark Levin called The Democratic Party Hates America. And right now is the portion where he's discussing this exact topic and how the FBI and Department of Justice have targeted Catholics as religious extremists or maybe potentially violent extremists. And according to them, they should pay special focus to traditional Catholics who do things like celebrate Latin Mass. Mm-hmm. So if you celebrate Latin Mass, you're now on the FBI's radar screen as a potential violent extremist. This is unbelievable. I mean, if, if these people not read the First Amendment, I mean, maybe you don't have the focus or energy or stamina to get all the way through the Bill of Rights, but if you can just get through the First Amendment, not even the Second or Third, just the First, you'll see that there's something about called freedom of religion, and that does not seem to cross these people's minds as Joe Biden's Department of Justice and Joe Biden's FBI are going after Catholics as potential violent extremists. It's unbelievable. And at the same time, if you're with Antifa or Black Lives Matter and you actually do things like burn down police stations or attack courthouses or try to kill cops by setting their headquarters on fire with them in it, hey, that's cool. Go about your business. Yeah. Who cares? We're not going to arrest you. Have a good time.
Yeah, something like $2 billion worth of damage during the Summer of Love that they wreaked havoc on and with impunity. No harm, no foul here, right?
And not only impunity, we have the then Senator Kamala Harris, who was running for vice president. Of course, she's vice president now. She raised money for people who arrested her in the George Floyd riots in Milwaukee to get them out of jail, back on the street. And one of the people those funds were, they paid her his bail. He got out of jail. He went on and killed somebody. Yeah. So Kamala Harris has the blood of that man's victims on her hands. And these people they're not vilified. They're not punished. They're set free largely. But if you're on the right and, you're praying the rosary, in fact, the Department of Justice says that people who pray the rosary are under suspicion. I mean, how many millions of Catholics have rosaries and use them for prayer?
Well, exactly.
For the Department of Justice, if you do that, you might be just like, a member of ISIS or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. And the thing is Ray goes before, Congress and the Senate and knows nothing about it, knows nothing about the targeting. It's like, wait a minute. This is your FBI. And Garland the same way. Justice Department. This is your I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I never heard about that. Yeah, I didn't know. That's interesting.
Yeah,
you're telling.
Right.
Yeah. Either these guys know about it and they're lying, or they don't know about it. In which case, the FBI is even more out of control and has more rogue agents going off and doing whatever they want than we thought. And what they'll often say is, "Oh, this is just some, somebody in the Richmond, Virginia office," or "Oh, this is somebody in the Erie, Pennsylvania office went a little crazy," and then it turns out, well, it was the Richmond office, and it was the Erie office, and it was the Cleveland office, and the Chicago office, and the Pittsburgh office, the San Diego office. There's a lot of offices were involved. If you remember, this goes back quite a few years, but you may recall the effort by Lois Lerner at the IRS.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The 501c3 applications of the Tea Party groups. Ultimately, they said, well, this wasn't Lois Lerner in the headquarters of IRS. It was just a few people in Cleveland who kind of got a little out of control. So that's how they brushed that one under the rug.
But to this day, this is election interference. That's what they did. Yeah. And to this day, they've been able to get away with it. And we're the Republicans to call them out on this. But the way it operates in the Beltway is that, oh, that's yesterday news, DeRoy. Why are you bringing that up? You're not telling me anything new. Well, yeah, but it is still new because the dynamic is still working.
Yeah, if it's new, they'll say, well, there's no information on that. And then if the information comes out, you bring it up, oh, that's old news. So no matter
it's under investigation. I'm sorry, I can't comment on it.
Because you can't talk about it. Right, yeah.
Right. Ten years later.
You know, they're great octopi. So as soon as they get under any attention or scrutiny, out comes the black ink and they disappear into it. They're very good at that sort of thing. And you're right, this is election interference. I mean, the election interference back in 2012 on the part of Lois Lerner, slowing down these Tea Party groups, which were designed, hoping about 300 or 400 of them, I think. The goal was to get active, organized, be able to raise money, and then educate people on public policy issues. And by making it possible for them, for almost all of them, to get certified, raise money, et cetera, they weren't able to go out and do the kind of research on Obamacare, all sorts of things that were controversial during the Obama years. And they basically neutralized those groups. Had they been active, they might have been able to organize, hold meetings, hand out literature, arrange speeches, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't do that. And so those people who would have been out there on the front lines educating voters on Obama's problems and shortcomings, Obama-Biden's shortcomings and problems and so forth, weren't able to do it. And that was very effective election interference. And they very quietly were able to put masking tape over those people's mouths so they couldn't speak up. And guess what happened? Obama got reelected. Surprise.
Yeah. Well, remember, see, this started with the midterms. He got clobbered in the midterms, and he blamed the Tea Party movement. That's why he did the wink-wink to Lois Lerner, and Lois Lerner picked up on the deal, and here it is, and it's been election interference ever since, because as far as I know, in talking with Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party Patriots, to this day, I don't think there's been one Tea Party group that ever got its tax exemption.
She may be right, and I defer to her on her knowledge. I thought a few of them did, but most of them did not. And a lot of them spent a lot of time and money and legal fees to get 501c3 status. They didn't, and I did many pieces on this, and I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but if you were a left-wing group, I think your odds of getting the 501c3 status, tax exempt status, something like in the 80% range, and if you're a Tea Party group, I think it was somewhere in the 15-20% range, something like this. So
inside of 6 months of the application. In fact, Barack Obama's brother got it in 3 months and backdated.
And then backdated, so you can raise money with checks going back even further than when you got the
Exactly. Hey, I'll tell you what, got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxolon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch continuing with us, thank God. The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Just to put a bow around this election interference, which continues, and it's most amazing because what we find, you and I have this discussion almost every week, and everything, I mean, without exception, DeRoy, with everything that the Democrats accuse the Republicans of, it is a hollow accusal because the Democrats are the ones that are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, well, this is what we call psychological projection. And right. The classic example I like to use is a man who's sitting on a bar stool at 3:45 in the morning who yells, "You guys are all a bunch of drunks," and he falls drunkenly onto the floor. Okay, this is what the Democrats do. They say, "Oh, you're engaging in election interference." Okay, and you guys are doing things like keeping candidates off of ballots, which, of course, the Supreme Court ended, thankfully. You are engaging in all of this lawfare against President Trump to keep him, rather than on the campaign trail, keep him tied up in courtrooms in New York City and in Atlanta, and I believe in Miami, or at least Palm Beach, I believe. And all these other things that the Democrats are doing to get in the way and make it as difficult as possible for President Trump to run against Biden. They're making it difficult. They got a number of people who are running in the primaries against Joe Biden off the ballot. I think in Florida, they basically canceled the primary, so he wouldn't have to face Congressman Dean Phillips, who has been running against him for president. This is all election interference, you know. And
exactly.
I keep saying, why don't the Democrats just run against Trump? You know, just say, look, here's our agenda, here's our set of ideas, and here's why our ideas are better than his ideas. They're not interested in that. First, they tried to get him off the ballot. Now they've got him all tied up in court. He almost, it was kind of, right down to the wire. Would he be able to get a bond to cover his fines and whatnot in the New York City New York State civil fraud case? Fortunately, that was knocked down from $454 million down to $175 by an appeals court. He was able to, he just got a bond.
Well, you have that kind of money in your safe at the home, so, you know, what's the problem? I mean, $175, easy peasy, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, most people have that kind of money sitting around in the vault, you know, no problem at all, right? Yeah, and luckily, a bond company out in California put up, they normally do auto loans, but he did this bond, and thankfully he did that, and that made it possible for Trump to go on with his appeal without having to have his buildings raided and seized by Letitia James, the far-left tyrannical New York State Attorney General. Of course, she's probably grinding her molars because she wasn't able to go padlock Trump Tower, which would have been, you know, a big chest-beating exercise for her.
Can't you wait to fast forward 5 years and see the reality of the damage that this woman has caused to New York, what it's going to cause in terms of businesses, tax revenue exiting, you know, stage left? I mean, just add up the dollars. I mean, it's just like all these DEI geniuses, right, that came up with this great, well, we're going to DEI, all these companies just losing billions of dollars, you know. And and it's just like, this is it's unbelievable. But, you know, they're just, you know, forget about it. But, you know, getting back to what you said earlier in terms of psychological projection, that's exactly what Joe Biden did in this interview with Aaron Burnett, right?
Well, he talked about the psychological projection in which Democrats engage. The question from Aaron Burnett to RFK Jr. was, you know, who's the bigger threat to democracy? And to, I think, probably the complete astonishment of everybody at CNN, RFK Jr. said, well, actually, Joe Biden is the bigger threat, not Donald J. Trump. And, of course, they all went into conniptions and clutched their pearls and so on. And RFK Jr. said, look, you know, Donald J. Trump didn't go around censoring people. He was people were free to say whatever they wanted. Websites were able to post whatever they wished. And then under Biden, when Biden got in, I think a couple of days after he got into office, RFK Jr., among others, found himself being censored, making comments about vaccines, comments about COVID vaccine, masks, that sort of thing. And you had people...
All these things, which, by the way, he's proven right on, you know. Just only underlining that because, you know, Facebook and Zuckerberg and some of the, you know, the people that, you know, ran this operation that weren't even doctors, you know, what can they say now? They're still standing out, not to mention all these celebrities who got behind it because, you know, they were paid to do so. And then also we find out with the latest reports that, you know, Pfizer and Big Pharma paid out billions of dollars to physicians to make sure people got the jab and that they, you know, they stayed in lockstep with the administrative state's, you know, narrative on COVID.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so this is what RFK Jr. said on Monday on CNN. He said, the greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who uses the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. And these people from the White House, the left, say, well, we're just, you know, we're just censoring misinformation and disinformation. That's garbage. Look, if RFK wanted to go on TV and say, look, if you have COVID, the way to solve it is eat a lot of birthday cake, because birthday cake cures COVID. Okay, that's ridiculous. Then what you do is you go on TV or you have Karine Jean-Pierre or whoever it is get up and say, this is ridiculous. Here's the Surgeon General to explain why birthday cake doesn't cure COVID. And you correct the misinformation or disinformation that way. You don't have the FBI or the CIA, whoever it is, contact Facebook and call up Instagram, run around Silicon Valley and say, oh, shut down RFK and block that and you know, deplatform him and that kind of thing. You know, you fight bad speech with good speech. You don't engage in censorship, which is what this government has been doing under Joe Biden. And then another interesting thing that Biden has done, and let's hope it doesn't become a problem, RFK Jr. has asked repeatedly for Secret Service protection.
Exactly.
His family has a bit of a history of a problem
you
with
think?
Assassins.
Right.
Yeah, you think? I mean, his dad and his uncle both killed by assassins. Just for that reason alone, some people might think, well, we got John, we got RFK Jr., Sr., let's get Jr. I can see people, crazy people thinking that. And you think Joe Biden say, well, we don't want that to happen. Let's give the guy Secret Service protection. The answer is no. Don't give him Secret Service protection. And God forbid something happens to RFK Jr., it is going to be, the blood will be all over Joe Biden's hands, arms, face, hair, eyes, everything.
And what does he care? Yeah, what does he care? Because what it does is instead of RFK Jr. using money to support his campaign, he's got to pay for his own Secret Service detail, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's
sure
deferred. It's just like, in a sense, it's kind of the same thing they're doing with Trump. Okay, so Trump, and you're not going to be able to use money to go out and campaign. You're going to have to pay all these attorneys.
That's correct. Absolutely right. So, you know, it just depletes his resources. Let's just pick a number. Let's say he spends $1 million on security between now and November, RFK Jr. does. That's $1 million he can't use to register voters, to produce literature, to do digital ads, to hire staffers to go out and knock doors in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, wherever it might be. And, you know, that's okay with Joe Biden. And this is the guy, oh, sir, Joe Biden's such a nice guy. You know, maybe we disagree with his views, but he's a nice guy. What a decent guy. But what kind of president of the United States will say to a candidate running for president who is a Kennedy, given that unbelievable history that that family's had with political violence, and he asks for Secret Service protection, you say, no, you're not going to get protection. That's just appalling.
And so when has this ever been done? Yeah, when has this ever been done? When has a candidate been refused Secret Service protection? I'm not aware of anything in the modern era.
That's a very good question. I don't know of that either. There may be people that have been denied that, but maybe, you know, if you're some fringe candidate and you're running on the, you know, skateboard party ticket and nobody's ever heard of you, maybe that justifies it. But when you are polling at
10%,
20%? Digits,
or something 20%, like that, yeah.
I think 18, 19 in certain states.
Right.
You know, you are a serious contender for the White House, and I think you ought to be protected by the Secret Service. You're better safe than sorry. And again, given what happened to his dad, what happened to his uncle, I think more than almost any other candidate out there, he has a legitimate claim to say, look, you know, I got to get protection against, not people who are going to, you know, make noise or ask nasty questions at press conference, against assassins who want to potentially could kill him, murder him. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about life and death. And Joe Biden's answer is, whatever, I don't care. Deal with it yourself.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when America gets politicized. Everything is through that filter. And what's going to happen is the knee-jerk response is going to be that, you know, the president is not going to be in that position to assign, you know, security detail, you know, when it comes to campaigns, right?
Well, you know, Joe Biden can say, no way, y'all bang, if he wants. But look, if he wanted Secret Service protection for, for RFK Jr., all he needs to do is call DHS and say, look, make it happen. You got 48 hours to get some Secret Service agents around this guy, and it would take place.
Right.
There's no question about that. You know, one phone call to the Mayorkas, it would happen. Simple as that. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, this is where we are. This is what Joe Biden's America looks like. And another 4 years, which you don't have to worry. I mean, I know that you're sleeping well at night now because Kamala Harris said, hey, I'm ready to serve. I'm you know, so go ahead and reelect Joe. I'm right there. I'm ready to come in.
Well, you know, that's so comforting, Bill. I feel like I could take a nap right now with that calm, reassuring news. Look, I suspect that Kamala Harris will be the running mate. I don't see any way they could take her off the ticket. And so a vote for Joe Biden this fall is a vote for Kamala Harris. I don't see how Biden holds on until January 20th, 2029, which is how long he'll have to be in office if he is reelected.
Well, let me ask you this.
Kamala Harris, yeah.
A lot of stuff about Michelle Obama, you know, replacing Joe on the ticket. How about Kamala Harris? How about Michelle replacing Kamala Harris?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I was very totally shocked, frankly, at a recent poll that showed that if Trump ran against Michelle Obama, he would beat her. I didn't think that was possible. I would think Michelle Obama, with her popularity, you can't really pin any policies on her since she was first lady, not president. And I think she would increase the black vote enormously. I think the female vote would shoot through the ceiling.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Okay, Bill. Thank you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short.
Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil.